the concept of Kiddush and Shabbos morning for women. And I want to begin today with Rav Moshe's Psak. Rav Moshe, we know, is the Gadol HaDor. Igros Moshe wrote on Gemara. You know, he wrote a Sefer. Do you guys know the Sefer that he wrote on Gemara? Dibros Moshe. His Psakim are Igros Moshe, but the Sefer on Shas, Dibros Moshe. He himself always held the Dibros Moshe was the Iker, even though Igros Moshe is much more well known because of his Psak Halacha, because he was the Gadol HaDor. But the Lomdus, he wrote in the Sefer called Dibros Moshe. And on, what'd you say?
His wife said he put even more work into the Dibros Moshe.
Dibros Moshe, yeah. Friday morning he would give Shir Kolwis, and he would write them in the Sefer Dibros Moshe. So we have to be familiar with the godless of the Rav Moshe. So in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Aleph, again, Igros Moshe, Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Aleph, Os Beis, he argues at Paskins that a married woman is halachically mishubedis. What's mishubedis? She's subjugated to her husband. This is similar to Rav Moshe's opinion in the Igros Moshe regarding women lighting candles when her husband accepts Shabbos early. Rav Moshe and Or HaChaim Chelek Gimel Simen Lamaches writes that a woman really should follow her husband. If her husband's mekabel Shabbos early, the woman should light early. Okay? A woman has to accept all the minhagim of a husband when she gets married. If she's a Sephardic woman, she marries an Ashkenazic man, she has to take on his minhagim. You follow that? There's only two areas where she's in control of regarding minhagim. What is that? Halakas neiris, not the zman, but like how many candles she lights. You know, different women have different minhagim. And number two, wearing a sheitel. Okay, if she wants to wear a sheitel, she can. Let's say the husband wants her to wear a kerchief, so she can decide she wants to wear a sheitel. Okay? Same thing. As long as she's covering her hair, Lamais. If he wants her to cover her in one way and she wants to do it another way, as long as her way is halachic, she has the shots. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm talking within the Ashkenazim, because Svardim, some Svardic poskim, good morning, Eliezer, do not allow sheitels, correct? But some Svardic poskim do, right? Bavadi says not.
Bavadi says not.
Uh huh. Okay. Good. Interesting. So, since the woman is meshubit to the husband, her obligation of kiddush is dependent on him, since they eat together. Therefore, if her husband has not yet davened, let's say the husband has not yet davened, she may drink and eat without reciting Kiddush. In a case, right, where she's exempt from davening, or if she said a few bakashas. Okay? So, in other words, she had davened already and he had not. But since she's meshubit to the husband, and the husband did not what? The husband did not yet daven yet. She could eat her breakfast without reciting Kiddush. Everyone cop that? Here, take a chair, Azriel. But if her husband already daven, she's obligated to recite Kiddush and may not drink a cup of water, even if she's not yet daven yet, and usually does daven. You follow me? In other words, it's a double-edged sword. In other words, it goes l'kula and l'chumra. She's meshubit to her husband cerulean in both ways. Both what? We're putting it on the tape. It's not on the Zoom, okay? But Shir will put on the Zoom, okay? But he could. Okay. So, but Lekula and Lechumra. So let's go again. You follow me? So, in other words, if she's already what davened? Sorry, if she hasn't yet davened, which points in the direction of what? That she could eat without Kiddush, yes? Because if Kiddush hasn't set in, based on what we learned yesterday, but he has davened, that will block her, yes? She will not be able to eat without Kiddush. If, however, what? She has davened, and he has not davened, then already, Lamaisa, right? If she has not davened, he's already davened, she's obligated to recite Kiddush, because why? He's already davened. And the reason for this is because she's meshubetis to her husband, and his obligation to recite Kiddush has gone into effect. Once he finished davening, he's able to begin the meal. Therefore, she is obligated to recite Kiddush even before drinking a cup of water. Reb Moshe adds, though, I want you to get this, even though the wife is meshubetet to her husband, if she's already davened, she's obligated to recite Kiddush even if her husband did not. So on that, he backs out a little bit. You follow me? And there's, if she davened and he had not, he doesn't want to go lakula, and he says she should say Kiddush. Okay? So everyone chop that? There's, he backs out of that. He says, you know, he doesn't like that lakula, that kula, and he says if she's already davened, she better make her own Kiddush. Okay? Now he concludes that single girls, even at home, are not meshubetas to their father. And God willing, you'll get married, and you'll have kids, you'll have sons and daughters, and you'll see that your daughters, God willing, are not meshubetas to their father. Okay? Okay, Bezer Shem, Lamaisa. I mean it in a good way, Lamaisa, okay? They'll show respect to you, okay? So, single girls are not meshubetas to their father and are obligated to recite Kiddush before they eat, even if they said a few bakashas, even if their father is not yet davened, okay? So in other words, as soon as they're done davening, Lamaisa, they're obligated to recite Kiddush before they eat, if they've davened a little bit, even if their father has not yet davened, okay? So we got the Pesach of Reb Moshe clear. Let's say it over again. L'chumra, he's going to say it. What does L'chumra mean? L'chumra means if she's already what? If she has not yet davened, and the husband has, since the Chiyuv Kiddush set in for him, it will block her from eating without Kiddush. L'kulu, though, he doesn't want to say it. If she's already davened, yes, and her Kiddush, Chiyuv Kiddush has set in, and the husband has not, he says she should say Kiddush before eating. He doesn't go L'kulu and says she could eat without Kiddush. Okay? And single girls are not meshubet at all, and if they have davened, and their Chiyuv Kiddush has set in, most definitely, even if their father hasn't davened, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Yes, Oren.
Whenever he says davened, is that chakras or
something? But even some bakashas, if that's what she usually davens, that would be enough.
The husband.
No, the husband means chakras. Yes, sir, Ben. Okay? Means chakras, yeah. Means chakras, correct. At least chakras. You know, I think at Camp Moshavah in Wild Rose in Wisconsin, they even have, after davening, after chakras and Shabbos morning, they say Kiddush with cookies and milk, you know, but even before Kriyas HaTorah. That's a little bit of a Kiddush, but once you've davened chakras, that's it, Oren, for a man, yes. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Let's say the husband comes up to show, can he make Kiddush for the wife before she davens?
According to Reb Moshe, yes. Yes. She will be, he will be motzi. In other words, you hear what Yosef's asking? Yosef's asking, good, the Chiyuv Kiddush hasn't set in for her, so how can the husband be motzer in a sense? But based on Ramosha's Kiddush, if she's Meshubit, it has. You understand what I'm saying? Since she's Meshubit to him, even though she hasn't yet davened, the Chiyuv Kiddush has set in. So on that Chiyuv Kiddush that has set in, he's motzer. You follow what I'm saying? That's Ramosha's Kiddush. Okay? Benj, can you hear? Yeah, you sure? Okay. All right. Now let's continue now. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, was the Gadol Hador as well. And Eretz Yisrael, he wrote the Sefer Mincha Shlomo. He's a father of my Rebbe, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Zatzal, the great Goyin himself. Shlomo Zalman quoted in Shemir Shabbos, as he's quoted oftentimes, in Simon Nun Aleph, Sufkem Mavov. You know, wrote the Shemir Shabbos, Rav Neuver Zatzal, was a great Goyin as well. But he was a Talmud of Moshe. And he records a lot of the Pesachim of Shlomo Zalman in the notes in the Shmir Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman argues on Reb Moshe's assumption that a wife is a meshubet to her husband and says not that way. He says that a woman's obligation in Kiddush is not dependent upon the husband. You hear that? It's independent. If she davened or if she's not davened, she needs to recite Kiddush before eating. She davened, she has to recite Kiddush. If she didn't daven, she doesn't have to. Additionally, Rav Shlomo Zalman questions Reb Moshe's premise that if a woman said a few bakashas but her husband is not yet davened, she's not obligated to recite Kiddush. Even though Reb Moshe backed out of that, on a lumdus level, Rav Shlomo Zalman said he thought that was a pella. Who says that her shibudim has the ability to exempt her from Kiddush? even though Ramosh himself backed out of that, but he's questioning that in Lumbus. You know, they lived obviously at the same time, you know. They say that Reb Shlomo Zalman would speak to Ramosh on the phone. You know, they would speak, I guess, in the Yiddish or Lashon HaKodesh. He would stand up and put his hat and jacket on when he spoke to Ramosh. That's what they say, that when he spoke to Ramosh. And you should see there's a tshuva. There's a tshuva where he writes, you know, he's so bepachad, he's frightened to argue on Ramosh. And he says, but it's Torah, I have no choice. If I feel that I have to argue, I have to argue. But he writes with such pachad and such respect. You know that tshuva's talking about? The Hatzala Shaila, about when they come back from the hospital, what are they allowed to do? They went to save someone's life, so they were Machal Shabbos Pekuch Nefesh. But at the same time, when they come back, what are they allowed to do? Are they allowed to do only Yisurah D'Rabban or even Yisurah D'Oraisa? Like, can they drive home themselves, which is Nisa D'Oraisa, you're stepping out on the gas. That's Havara. So Rav Moshe held you could even do a Nisa D'Oraisa. That's called Hitiris Sofon Mishum Tchilasim. Because if you don't let them come back, they're not going to save people's lives. It gets in their head. You follow me? That's the rationale of the Gemara. So Rav Moshe held that even allowed Yisurah D'Oraisa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on Rav Moshe and says from different Gemaras he thinks that only you allow Yisurah D'Rabbanan. Like you could ask a goy to drive you home, but not you yourself. And in the beginning of that tshuva, he writes he's so bepachad of arguing, but he has to, and he's going to do it in a respectful way, and this is the story. Yeah, go ahead, Sruli. Well, it depends what, I mean, hug him, yes, but not regarding this area, correct. Yeah, I mean, everyone agrees to a certain degree a woman is meshuvah to her husband. The guy that minhag him. Because he feels like that concept of being meshuvah shouldn't cover this din. Should be like the sheita, like halakas neiros, and should be like this too. Why should it cover the chi of kiddush when the chi of kiddush sets in for him? They're arguing about what is the scope of that din of meshuvahs. Ramosh says it includes even this din of kiddush. Shlomo Zalman says it shouldn't. Includes minhagim. You know, it's like a, you know, on one hand, I guess Ramosh says they're going to eat together. There's a chi of kiddush malkum suda. So if that's the case, she's meshubah to him in that sense. So Ramosh says it should affect the whole kiddush. Shlomo Zalman says it's not a minig. Where minhagim, her minhagim have to be subject to his. It's a real hard, fast halacha that women have to say kiddush. Because that we don't find. Yishtok Yagufo, we find a wife is like a husband, we don't find it by the kids. There is a concept of following your father's minig, but certain times that, you know, gets sticky. I've had childers over the years with Talmidim. Sometimes it gets sticky if the father's in a minig toast. I'll give you one example I had, Lamaisa, of a Shiloh. Say a boy, Lamaisa. The father likes the son to daven next to him on Shabbos morning. At the 9 o'clock minyan, main minyan, the talking is unacceptable in that minyan. Can't take it. The son can't take it. So should the son daven Ashkamim, the father, you know, doesn't like that. He wants his son to be next to him for the davening. That's a complicated question. Obviously, every family's different. But if push comes to shove, that's halacha. You can't talk during davening. Isn't that halacha? It's also to talk during davening. So Mikra Din, the son, should now, if it's going to cause a whole blow up in the house, okay, every case is different. I'm just saying, if it's a halacha, then that's a minig tos. We learned in the beginning of the year that Rabbeinu Tam says, if it's a bad minig, what's the same letters as minig? Gehenim. Minig is the same letters as Gehenim. Okay, it doesn't mean literally. You know what I'm saying. If it's a minig tos, it's a bad thing. Right? So these are questions that come up. You have to always gauge with your... In our Doros, we know that the fathers sometimes, Baruch Hashem, you guys, Baruch Hashem, might be on a higher halachic level than the fathers, right? That's just the way it's come out, right? So you have to be very respectful when you come back from your tzor, come back from yeshiva. You got to be very respectful, and you got to be b'derech cheretz. You can't be holy art thou. You have to use your seichel. Like Rav Cohen Shlita Rebbe says, there's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean? I always thought there's only Arba Chalka Shulchan Aruch. Feshin Mishpat Ibn Ezra or Achaim Yordaya. Where's the fifth? Your Seichel. Use your Seichel. That's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. You don't come back from Eretz Yisrael, come back from Yeshiva and YU and say, oh, you know, Abba, you're doing this wrong, you know? And this is the way we're going to do it. This is the way we're going to do it right. Obviously, you know, no, everyone knows that's not the way to do it. But Lamaisa, we got to keep it in mind. Okay, let's continue now. There was a great gadol also in Eretz Yisrael called the Minchas Yitzchak. You heard of him? Dayan Weiss. He wrote a sefer Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Dalid, Simin Chavches Os Gimel. Now he paskins that b'shas adchak we can rely on the position of the Maram Chalava. Who is the Maram Chalava? We had him a lot last year himself as a Rishon. That women are exempt from the daytime kiddush. That's a collector's item. I want you to get that Maram Chalava down. Didn't we say yesterday what daf? You remember it was? Brochas daf chof, shvus daf chof. That women are chayiv in kiddush. Yes? Staf chof in both mesechtas. They're only chayiv in kiddush Friday night, says the Maram Chalava. That's all the Gemara says. Shabbos morning, they're not mechuyiv in kiddush at all. That's a big kiddush. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Vav says not that way. But he writes that Shas Adchak, you can rely on his position, and therefore, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this opinion of the Minchat Shchitzik, that Shas Atzerech, concerning a woman who's feeling weak, and does not have wine or Chomer Medina, what do you do? What's she supposed to do? She can eat her breakfast without reciting Kiddush. Why? I thought you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. What's the answer? She's not Mechuyiv in Kiddush, according to the Maram Chalava. So if you have a woman who needs to eat, yes? She mamish needs to eat. She's going to be weak without it. No problem. You can rely on the... I'm not saying no problem. You can rely on the shita. I want you to know the shita of the Maram Chalava. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Sruli? What do you say? Should a zan be wine or chamar medina? That's the situation. She's weak. She's going to have to hold out to 11, 12. It might be too hard for her. Now, the Yalkut Yosef, who is what? Who wrote the Yalkut Yosef? The son of Rav Avadya. Which son? All the sons are a Gedolim. Rav David Yosef Shlita, the great Gaon. He wrote the Sefer Yalkut Yosef. All of them, you know, Rav Avadya was a great Gaon. He knew Kol Torah Kula, like all the other Gedolim. I once heard a shir from Shalbim. He knows everything. Mamish knows everything. It's hard to fathom how much Torah he knew in his mind. All the Gedolim. The Moshe, the Solomon. So, the Yalkut Yosef also paskas like the Shmir Shabbos, that women who do not daven are obligated to recite Kiddush before tasting any food if they're not going to daven. You got me? The women who do not daven are obligated to recite Kiddush before tasting any food. Let's say they don't daven. They're taking care of the kids. They're putter from daven. They must say Kiddush. But b'mokum sorach, such as the case of nursing mothers, one is allowed to eat without reciting Kiddush because we rely on the opinions that women are exempt from the daytime Kiddush. Whose opinion is in the Rishon? The Maram Chalava. He's a Rishon. This kula could also be relevant where one is... This is an interesting kula. This could also be relevant where one is walking an extended distance in the hot sun. Let's say a woman is going to walk in the hot sun. She wants to take her Poland Spring bottle, right? Can she drink while she's in the hot sun? Yes. Because what? We're worried about a concern of dehydration. This kula could be relevant when one is walking an extended distance in the hot sun on Shabbos morning. There's concern for dehydration. Here too, one could be lenient to drink before reciting Kiddush. How could she do it? How could you do it? How could you drink before Kiddush? What's the answer? Let's say she daven. Maybe a woman's not mechuyiv in Kiddush in the morning. Yes? Whose opinion is it? The Maram Chalava. To summarize, guys, let's get it. To summarize. Okay? To summarize, and then let's get this, and then we've got to start Seder. Because we've got early shir today at 11. Okay? Today we have shir in the classroom upstairs, 5:18. Yes? 5:18. Bezat Hashem, 11. Okay? To summarize, everyone agrees that a woman who already davened or fulfills her obligation of tefillah with a few bakashas is obligated to recite Kiddush before eating. Everyone's got that, yes? She davened already, the Chiyuv Kiddush set in. If a woman does not usually daven, she only recites a few bakashas, or exempt from davening because she takes care of the children. What's the din? Shmir Shabbos, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Paskin, that she needs to recite Kiddush before eating, but Rav Moshe says she does not, as long as her husband is not davening. But if he has, she is obligated to recite Kiddush before eating. On the flip side, if the husband's already davening, but if the wife did not, Rav Moshe holds that she's not allowed to eat or drink before reciting Kiddush, even if she usually davens, Aryeh, why not? And Rosh Hashanah holds that she's permitted to drink if she plans on davening later. So that's the machlokes between Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman, that case, right? What's the case? Husband already davened, the wife did not. So according to Reb Moshe, what do you say? She still can't eat before Kiddush, because if Kiddush is in him, according to Shlomo Zalman, she's on her own, and therefore she can eat without the Kiddush, because she plans on davening later. On a practical level, what emerges from here is that according to Reb Moshe, let's get this, if the husband went to early chakras, which happens quite a bit, and his wife awoke when he comes back home, his wife awoke when he finished davening. She's not allowed to eat even a coffee. She's not allowed to drink even a coffee. Even have a coffee without first reciting Kiddush. But according to Shlomo Zalman, she's allowed to if she plans on davening later. On the other hand, if the husband has not yet finished davening, she does not plan on, and she does not plan on davening, because she's relying on saying a few bakashas, but she would allow her to eat without reciting Kiddush, right? He would allow her to eat without reciting Kiddush. Why would Reb Moshe allow her to eat without? Because the husband has not yet finished davening. So Reb Moshe would allow to what? She does not plan on davening anymore. Reb Moshe would allow her to eat without reciting Kiddush because he hasn't yet finished davening. So the Shechiv Kiddush didn't set in. But Reb Shlomo Zalman would not permit it. The details of this halach are not so well known, but very easy to implement. So I want to close this with a quiz. Can you guys give me the answer? Put on your posek hats. Here we go. Put on your posek hats. Okay, you ready? Number one. A single or married woman who davened, even if the husband did not daven. What do you say according to Shlomo Zalman, Yaakov Yosef? Can't hear you. She has to say Kiddush. What about according to Moshe? Moshe says what? Must recite Kiddush. Remember he said he didn't say it Lekula. He agrees. Remember he backed out of that. Single woman who said a few bakashas and does not plan on davening. I can't hear you. A single woman who said a few bakashas does not plan on davening full needs to say Kiddush. Everyone agrees. Married woman who plans to daven and her husband already davened. Going to Shlomo Zalman Yaakov Yosef. Can't hear you. Married woman who plans to daven and her husband already daven. She can drink water and coffee without Kiddush, according to Shlomo Zalman and Ravadia. Yes. What about according to Moshe? She's Meshubah the husband, must recite Kiddush before drinking and eating. Next one. Married woman who said a few bakashas and does not plan to daven more and her husband already davened. Married woman who said a few bakashas does not plan to daven more and her husband already davened. According to Shlomo Zalman Yaakov Yosef, have to say Kiddush. What about according to what? Reb Moshe, have to say Kiddush. Excellent. Okay, last one. Josh, good to see you. Last one. Married women who said a few bakashas does not plan to daven more and husband did not daven. I repeat, did not daven. According to Shlomo Zalman Yaakov Yosef, must recite Kiddush before davening. She's on her own. What kind of work according to Reb Moshe? She does not need to recite Kiddush before drinking and leaning unless she fully what? Unless she fully daven. So that's saying Reb Moshe Lekula. Reb Moshe saying that Lekula because the husband has not yet daven. I thought Reb Moshe backed out of that, no? Didn't Reb Moshe back out of that, Lemaisa? I can't hear you. What? You said a few bakashas, you mean? You said only, but she doesn't plan on davening more. So if she doesn't plan on davening more, what's the difference? Okay? All right. Let's finish up with this nekuda. The Bir Allah Kedrash Chovas Pasuk that if someone is sick, God forbid, and needs to eat before davening, it is obvious that he must recite Kiddush before eating. The Bir Allah is Mazda that since he's allowed to eat a meal, his obligation for reciting Kiddush has already taken effect. And he must recite Kiddush before eating. Because he has to eat. This does not necessarily disagree with the ruling of the Minchas Yitzchak in the Shmir Shabbos. Yaakov Yosef will allow a woman who's weak to eat without Kiddush. Because their psak is based on the Maram Chalava, who holds that a woman is not obligated on daytime Kiddush. In contrast, the Bir Halacha doesn't hold like that. Bir Halacha is talking about a man who are required to recite Kiddush and they got sick. They got sick, mamish. Even if they're allowed to eat before davening. So in context, he's talking about men who are required to recite Kiddush, even if they're allowed to eat before davening, they're not. He's not relying on the marmchalva. So if a guy is sick and he's got to eat before davening, he must say Kiddush. Yes, Yosef. Can't say grape juice or wine? So you have to have chamar medina. Then you can't say Kiddush. It's either wine or grape juice or chamar medina in the morning, right? It's got to be one of those two. I don't know, chamar medina beer? Maybe they can drink the beer? I don't know. That's what we assume. No, you can't say, you have to have Kiddush. It's got to be on what? Wine or grape juice or chamar medina? In the morning.
To what extent do you have to be sick to, like, hear them at their, like...
The doctors. Doctor tells you. Or you know your... No, not pikuach nefesh. No. Person's sick. He needs to eat. Not pikuach nefesh. Even less than that. Can't function properly. He's got to lie in bed. Yeah. Yes, Eliezer. I couldn't hear you. If you don't have wine or grape juice or chamar medina, milk? Yeah, no, you don't have to go. I don't think you have to go to one mill. I mean, how far do you have to try to find it, you're saying? Good question. Maybe 18 minutes. You got to walk 18, maybe a mill. Yeah, maybe. But if you're sick, you can't get there. So maybe you're putter, so you eat without Kiddush. You don't have to get sicker. If you're an onus and you can't get the walk there, so you could eat without the Kiddush. Okay? All right, let's stop here, guys. Here's the Mar Mekaymis. Let's continue in the Gemara, guys. 11 o'clock this show.